FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the
exception of FC Radio. Hello, I'm your host Cockers, and welcome to this week's This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Coming up on this week's show, later we'll be bringing you all the build-up and reaction to FC United's league match at Ashton United from Bank Holiday Monday, and shortly we'll be hearing how the women's team fared in their crucial league fixture against Chorley. But before that, it's to Saturday's home match for the men's team against title-chasing South Shields. And let's hand over to FC Live at Broadhurst Park with all the action.
Neil Reynolds very much now planning for the next campaign. He'll be looking for who really puts a shift in and who perhaps is on the beach. But FC have it, that poor clearance. Now Linney, he's got Ennis to his left. Linney has it, shoots. Oh, and Linney... Well, Ennis, it's a corner ball, but Ennis was in space there and he puts his arms out there to Linney. Why did you not play me in? Now Ennis with this corner, far post. Jones up. Oh, it's Griffiths blocked heroically there because the keeper dropped it. Askew nods it out to the left-hand side where Ennis waits. Ennis trying to flick it through there. Askew will see it out. It'll be a corner. But, shaky goalkeeping there by Miles Boney. Griffiths full blast, and I think it was Bodnam who got his body on the line there.
It was a terrific block.
Really was. Luke Griffiths out to the left-hand side. Now Linney. Linney now to drive towards the byline. Linney. Flick. Shoot! Oh, great effort. Corner. Great effort there from Linney. Low and just an outstretched left palm there from Miles Boney, tipping it round the post. It was a great effort. He twisted and turned and found that almost
a crack of space.
Really, exactly. And almost found the net there. As the ball is cleared. Nodded on by Hussain nicely now. Right-hand side with Jordan Hunter now by the corner flag. Gets a nice-looking crossing. It's nodded down. A superb save by Dan Lavercombe. That was a fine header, I think, by Blount. And I see up the other end. Now McGee will try and get on the end of this. But, nearest, South Shields have come nearest either side. That was a superb save. It was one of those, a bit like the famous Banks Palais save, where it bounced just in front of him. Really difficult skill. And to get a strong hand on that and get it away. Top-class shot stopping there from Dan Lavercombe. The score remains 0-0. Oh, good work from McGee to charge down an attempted clearance, but and now it's with Potts on the halfway line. Potts, Griffiths plays it back to Aaron Morris. Aaron Morris left-footed out to the left flank where Linney waits. Can he take this? Spins nicely onto that. Great work. Takes it towards the corner flag, towards the byline. Across comes McGee with an error on the side of the bar. So unlucky. What a cross from... and a great header there from McGee, just leant back. It's a really awkward take for him, but he just couldn't keep it under the bar. But FC have it left hand side. Linney on the turn in the box. Linney shoots, blocked, cleared out as far as Askew nods it forward, and a great work from McGee there to pressurise his man. And now it's flicked forward by McGee and then cleared, and now Morris can't quite take it. I have to race back to pick this up. And now it's with Potts. Potts spreading it out left-hand side. Linney waits. Linney collects now. To take it in from the left-hand side. And, ooh, a bit of a wild cross there. But Askew can pursue and keep it in. Askew back to Donoghue. Donoghue, FC really trying to exert pressure here. Ennis, right flank now. Takes a moment, does Charlie Ennis. Griffiths wants it. Griffiths, no, he's ignored, and now it's with Donoghue. Donoghue being forced back slightly. Now it's with Griffiths. Now it's with Morris. And good shape from South Shields means that FC, this ball is just going to keep going backwards. Good work there from McGowan, and now Jones with a clear, and that's charged down by Hodgson, and he will keep this in by the corner flag. Well, back to front now, and Hodgson now, edge of the box, and a wild shot there over the bar by Robert Briggs, and FC there in a good position, but good pressing from South Shields, and maybe not the right options means that ball ended up right back in FC territory, and that with South Shields getting a shot there. FC battling for possession here, and it's a real proper battle. It was Ennis eventually wins it. Linney, lovely ball, lovely take. It's 3-on-2 for a moment here. He's got to play McGee in, surely. McGee, surely. Oh, he puts it wide. He was 1-on-1 with a keeper. He played it over, he chipped the keeper to some extent, but the ball goes wide of the left-hand upright. A great opportunity, great play from Linney leading up to that, and the score remains 0-0.
It was similar to Bainge's chance at Morpeth late in the game.
Well, McGee had a chance to make a bit of a name for himself there, couldn't take that chance. 0-0 it remains. We've played 58 minutes, and now Linney now Linney with a similar opportunity. Linney! Oh, a great block. Heroic defending. That really was. He got back and got himself in the way. I think it was Bodnam. Now it's with Linney over halfway, left-hand side. Three red shirts ahead of him to his right. Linney twisting and turning as he so often does. He wants to get this ball into the box. Plays it back to Dodd. Dodd preparing a cross. And now Ennis on the volley but couldn't direct it. And it goes for a goal kick. FC really are doing everything but score, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, you can't ask for much more in this game in terms of what FC are doing.
Ball cleared there by Morse. Throw in. Be quickly taken by Dodd. Gets the ball back. Dodd with a cross. Nodded very adroitly by Wadicker. The back of it bent right down. If you got the back of his head, it was never likely to go in because Boney had the near post covered. So throw in by Blair Adams. Main with Morris. Morris has got to be careful here, and Main dispossesses him, and Main into the box here. Cedric Main with a real chance, shoots blocked, and it's gone in. It's number 17, JJ Hooper, and the mistake from Aaron Morris, who instead of playing safety first,
you
tried to keep the ball.
Sorry to Jackie James, but there's a handball down here and there's a foul down here. So that's what Morris has complained to the referee about.
Nevertheless, there was contact that we probably should have been given, but
Morris has gone to the referee to try and find out why he didn't give it, but the referee's not interested.
Obviously have it in their own half, Curtis Jones. Forward now to Griffiths. Griffiths out to the right-hand side. Morris, a little bit of space in front of him. Donoghue now has it. Donoghue bringing it infield. Donoghue under pressure from Rose, but he sees him off there. Donoghue still has it for Morris. Morris to get across there. Keeper dropped it. And Wadicker couldn't quite finish there. It was blocked. It's a corner. Neil, thank you as ever for joining us. Well, you played much worse than that this season, come out with points. I mean, happy with the performance?
I always knew we'd play well today, James. I've just said to the lads, the game, the position in the league wasn't won or lost today. We could have quite easily lost to South Shields, but still been in the playoffs today. It's the games that will haunt us, your Nantwiches, your Granthams, etc. We are where we are. My team are always capable of putting in that performance with Sean against Matlocks, Buxton's, South Shields away. So it doesn't surprise me. What were we've let ourselves down? Three words, mentally, psychologically, and our energy. In some games this season, and that's for our job to go and resolve. But disappointed, but you know, delighted for South Shields as well.
And what pleased you specifically today, and what maybe what went wrong?
I just thought we run all over him. We used the ball really well. We created chance after chance. You know, of course, I'm going to moan about the decision. It's a foul all day long. But then Aaron then makes a mistake and they go and score. But Listen, the difference between top sides and sides that finish 8th and 9th are, you know, when teams lay siege against your goal, you've got to stand up and be counted, and South Shields did that today. You know, they rolled the luck at times, but, you know, there's no fluke to why they're second, first in the league. They're an absolutely great side. I'm, you know, really nice to meet Kevin Phillips and his staff today. I was pleased with him. There's absolutely no rivalry with South Shields and ourselves. We wish them every success, but for me, and FC United, we've shown today that we could quite easily compete at a higher level of football, but until we iron out our mistakes and kind of be a bit more cutthroat in certain areas, then it's another league and another Premier League next season.
But it seemed like a really good unit today, really coherent, one of the most coherent, obviously missing the final pass and the final shot. As a football man, what was it? What was going on? What was working today?
So people raise eyebrows when, you know, Smith was on the bench today, but let's not forget a couple of years ago, Potts and Griffiths were the best midfield pairing in the league, and we haven't been able to get them out this season for injury, suspensions. I just thought McGee gave us energy and legs in there. I thought he got close to Regan Linney, and I knew Ennis and Askew would sit tight and not operate as out-and-out wingers, a bit like Galloway and Warwicker would do. So the shape was great. We worked on it in training this week. I've watched Shields. I know how they play. We got our press right. We got shape right. We moved the ball well. And it just wasn't to be. The ball just wouldn't cross the net. And when Harry McGee at the bar, and, you know, then he pulls another one wide, and then Linney pulls it, you sometimes think at football it's not to be. But, you know, I'm certainly not going to not be proud of that performance, because I am.
And we gave Potts the man of the match. It was split between Linney. Linney's always up there because, as well as being the biggest threat, he always works hard. And what was your...
Listen, it's great to see Potts back to his best. He's had an indifferent season. There's been talks about if this will be his last season. You know, hope it's not. Hope he's still got energy in his legs. He's great around the park. As for Linney, Kevin Phillips said to me, "Where'd you get your 9 from? He's run his ragged all day." And listen, we're fans, if you're in the stadium or you travel away, you're lucky to see him, because, you know, he will move on. You know, he'll move on to bigger and better things, and we're lucky to have him. But that's, you know, that's what we do here. You know, we generate players, we develop players, and we move them on. And, you know, since I've been in here, my record says that if 5 or 6 players going on to league football and higher, You know, if people do come in from over the summer, which I've no doubt they will, then we've got to go and find another one. But, you know, Regan Linney for me is always a man of match performance, and I'm delighted with, you know, the man that he's turned into.
Is, in a way, South Shields play 3 at the back, play football, is that a more suitable sort of side? Is it like Morpeth and Matlock, that this group of players at FC find it harder to overcome because of the physicality?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we know what we've got to add in the summer. You know, I had a signing in the stands today. He's coming over from Ireland, left side of centre-half, that will let us play 3 next season. I've signed a right-back this week. I've signed a midfielder this week, and I'll continue to do it, but there's going to be games next season where it's open to attacking, free-flowing football like today. But when we've got to make it difficult and mix it, then I'll have a side to go and do that. You know, no more talk about kind of finances. We've shown we can compete with the big boys, you know, and that'll happen. But what we've got to do now, as that group of players in there, is finish the season strong, finish the European campaign strong, look forward to Rimini, and let me and the staff get on with bringing in, you know, 4 or 5 bits over the summer to strengthen us and have another goal next season.
2 games left. Local derbies against sides who also have no issues now in the league. What do you want to see from your players in those two games?
This will show you today. Can we go and repeat it against, no disrespect to Hyde and Ashton in the bottom half of the league, can we go and do that? And there's been many times this season that we've let ourselves down against the bottom half sides. The top half sides I don't worry about. So my challenge is to them boys is, can in 48 hours you dust yourself down and go again? Listen, lads didn't get minutes today. They'll be tired from today's game. So your likes of Smith and Galloway, etc., will go and get minutes on Saturday. But the gauntlet's thrown down now. It's a shame that it's 2 games to go, because, you know, we've shown over the course of the season, I'm sorry to repeat myself, but your Matlock's at home, your South Shields away, your Buxton away, your Buxton at home. We're as good as anybody in the league, but it's just the consistency hasn't been there, and, you know, that's my doing, you know. But great atmosphere today. I thought the fans were magnificent. I want to wish South Shields all the best. You know, there's a really good friendship and football rivalry for 2 good sides there, and, you know, they deserve, like us, you know, at the league above. But, you know, we're probably going to be a season behind them now, but we will catch them up if they get promoted this season.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there from Saturday afternoon. Shortly we'll be hearing how the Reds got on in that away match at Ashton United from Monday, but before that it's to the women's team that we turn to now, and FC United on Sunday hosted Chorley in the league. To hear now how the Reds got on, it's over to Ben and Paul at Broadhurst Park.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to Broadhurst Park. And you join us here in the sunshine of North Manchester once again for Women's Team Live, FC United of Manchester taking on Chorley. Same as last week against Arnhem Stots and Ancients. Very, very important game in FC United's quest to avoid relegation this season. And joining me here to share this quest with you, dear listener, Stato Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
So, Chorley today. Firstly, should have a spring in our step, not just from Sunday, but from training this week after that performance against Arnhem Stots and Ancients last Sunday.
Yeah, I think it was a great morale booster to win a game after a long spell without much success. And it was a well-deserved victory as well, I thought. The way we played, we deserved the win. It wasn't like we just grabbed a goal and hung on. Today is a difficult prospect in that the visitors are in fourth, I think. But having said that, I went to see them on Merseyside when we played them in the reverse game. And they were not that great, to be honest. Although, I suppose looking back, it was a 3G pitch. It wasn't their normal pitch. And that might have affected them a bit. But after last week, there is hope yet that we might just about squeeze out of the relegation places.
Yeah, Chorley, like Paul says, Chorley are in fourth, played 18 games, 8 wins this season, 8 draws, only 2 defeats. So that tells a story, doesn't it?
I've heard they've got a very experienced midfield, which might be a factor in this encounter this afternoon. But we played Chorley before on the 3G here, I think in a friendly or a cup tie or something in the past, and we did quite well against them. And again, it shows that when we were at the level below, we could raise our game against sides like this. And now we're at that level, we have to raise our game again, because otherwise we're going to slip out the division.
Yeah, they're 12 points better off than FC United. Let's give you the relegation picture as things stand. After last week's result, FC United got themselves out of the relegation places. Barnsley dropping in. Barnsley do have a game in hand. More on that game in hand in a second or two. But the gap between ourselves and Barnsley is
three points in our favour.
However, the goal difference, it's seismic in favour of Barnsley. We're 2 points behind Bradford City as well. I'm not going to go higher than that at this stage, but that might develop in the coming weeks. Nottingham and Stockport, 4 points ahead of FC United currently. Now, Barnsley are in action today. They're taking on Alnwick Town at home. Alnwick have not had the best of seasons, so we've got to assume that Barnsley will take the 3 points there. Not mind games, it's just, you know, the way it is. Bradford City, they're travelling up to Durham this afternoon. So, you know, you could argue that that's the tricky of the two games I've just highlighted there. Barnsley's game in hand, incidentally, will be on Tuesday night as they host Stockport County. Should say Bradford's next game, next Saturday, is at home to Norton and Stots and Ancients. So that's why I'm saying maybe next week we include Stockport and Norton in our deliberations. But at this point, they are out of this, we're going to say.
Yeah, I mean, what I noted was Barnsley, obviously, they've got the Alnwick game today. Then they play twice more, Tuesday and Sunday, before we play again. So potentially, if things went their way massively, it would be 9 points on the board for them. If it entirely their way, and that would put them six clear of us. I don't think it will go that way, and I suspect they will drop points somewhere along the line in these three games, which opens the door for us just a little bit. I think that given our fixtures, a win today is absolutely essential.
Yeah, we've got three games left. Chorley today, which, as we said at the start, they're in fourth. They're a very difficult team to beat. They've only been beaten twice this year in the league. Then a week on Wednesday, we're hosting Leeds United. And then we finish the season off the following Sunday away to Liverpool Feds.
Just to put it in context, yes. We're playing the teams in second, third and fourth to try and stay up. That's the size of it, just to put it in a nutshell there.
Yeah.
I have reservations about getting anything out of Liverpool Feds in the last game. But
they might have won the league by then.
But Barnsley, I think, are playing Newcastle in the last game.
Yep.
So I think both sides could lose on the last day. So I kind of think that survival is key to our next two games and their next three games, because I think the last day is going to be heartbreak for both of them, because you've got two teams fighting out for the title.
Yeah. Just to say, did you mention Bradford's last game of the season?
No, I didn't mention
that. That's Anik away. So at that point, that's the
comfort blanket for Bradford, I think.
Yeah,
might as well add 3 points to their tally now, without any disrespect. So to get Bradford drawn into it, I think they'd have to lose the next two, I would think.
Well, the teams are about to join us. We should say we're joined by another local junior team today. Oldham Community Football Club have joined us to be the ball crew this afternoon. So this is what we've said numerous times when we've seen live. We've been doing that a lot recently, inviting local junior sides to the ground on Sundays to just see this is what, if you continue your development in the game, kids, this is where you could end up.
Sometimes it flicks a switch, doesn't it? And it's like, oh, we could do this. We could end up playing out on that pitch. So, you know, fair play. You know, it's good to see. We have to encourage the youngsters, because we know there are far too many kids these days that don't get access to real football. The only football they watch is on TV. They don't get taken to games anymore because it's too expensive.
Yeah, well, here's hoping for a really entertaining game of football this afternoon. And for this club is my club listeners, let's hear all the action. Patient brings the ball down. In fact, it's now with Hickson. Hickson motoring forward. Hickson, one-on-one with the goalkeeper. Good save from Ainsworth. Bit alarming how quickly that broke in midfield, but Ainsworth there always can be relied upon.
Here's Kelly.
Leaves it for Ogden. Ogden's challenged though, and the ball is now with Charlie. Good through ball attempted. Flag stays down. Keeper is out, and Ainsworth there with superb goalkeeping to deny Gillin.
Well, that was brilliant. I mean, she thought she was just going to round the keeper and roll it in the net there, didn't she?
Really is one of the best goalkeepers in this league.
Low Ains was snaked out a hand there and said, this is mine.
And here's Rotherham now. Rotherham to Walker. Walker's careless ball there. It's picked up by Smith. Smith, can she find Wood? Wood on the edge of the box. Oh, good defending by Worth. Charlie, very, very fortunate, Paul. keep it 0-0.
A rare opportunity in the Charlie box there. And unfortunately, Lauren Wood's shot was blocked.
Ball breaks in midfield to Lily Smith over on the left-hand side. Dips the shoulder and beats one player and now can move forward a bit. Plays it down the line for Chambers. Chambers is onside, left-hand side of the penalty box. Checks inside, Chambers! Oh, side netting!
What a chance.
And that was it. That was the chance, wasn't it?
That was it. That was the moment.
Oh, Kirsty Chambers there. And you do feel...
It was teed up for her, wasn't it? Everything was right. She was found in a good position in the box. Cuts inside. You think to yourself, that magic left foot now, all it has to do is hit the target.
Well, that was the closest FC United have come in this game. 7 minutes into the second half. Oh, very, very unlucky there, FC. Goal kick to FC United and Ainsworth. It's a shallow one. O'Gara plays it forward, but Hickson picks up the pieces. And here comes Hickson now, moving forward. And Marsh goes down, and the shot comes in. And it's a shotgun cross in the end. And... Well, it's still in play over on the far side. Cross comes in and it hits the bar. My goodness. Well, heart in your mouth stuff is Diorio. Diorio, first touch. Diorio, still with the ball. Diorio, still with the ball. Still with the ball, Diorio. Diorio shoots! Oh, goalkeeper saves it! Oh, my goodness, what a story that would have been.
That would have been front page stuff.
It really would have.
And she didn't handle it cleanly.
Right at the end of this game, full time here at Broadhurst Park, and a 0-0 draw. Oh, okay. A very nervous game of football. We'll get the post-match thoughts of James Mulvihill in a second, the interim manager of FC United. But, well, Paul, do it just before you give us the stat. We were saying we needed a win. We'll take the point, though, given how nervous this game was, I think.
A point is better than no points. I suppose it keeps us with a chance. We've got two games remaining, and obviously Bradford were playing today. That was a critical game for us. It's changed the picture at the bottom slightly. It's hard to say. It's just a shame we couldn't grab a goal at the very end there. Yeah. It would have been such a vital goal. Well, but the players gave their all this afternoon. Injuries affected our game, certainly in the second half. And the unavailability of one or two key players made it very difficult for us, but it was a brave effort by the women today, and at least they didn't lose.
Well, a 0-0 draw for FC United. Next up for FC, crucial game now at home to Leeds United on Wednesday the 27th here at Broadhurst Park. But a solid point for FC there against Chorley at Broadhurst Park.
I think that is our first ever goalless draw. How's that?
That is amazing.
Really?
We can't find one.
And we were here for it, me and you.
I don't know if Phil could concur with that.
Well, Phil is going to need to confirm that in his post-match report, that perhaps is FC United's first ever competitive 0-0 draw. Well, it's for you. No, don't go. Don't wait on you. You need to check that.
It needs
that,
to be checked.
That's your opening paragraph. Yeah.
That could be historic.
That's 30 words right there. You'll need that with a 0-0 draw.
Padding. There's nothing like a bit of statistical padding.
Well, right, let me confirm the full-time scores elsewhere. Well, in the end, Bradford City couldn't make a miraculous comeback. They lost away at Durham last year by 3-1, and it did finish 3-0 to Barnsley in their game against Alnwick Town. So
if we visualise the league table now...
This relegation battle. Currently, Barnsley are in that 10th and final relegation spot. They've played 19 games. They're on 20 points. They've got a better goal difference than FC United, and they've got a game in hand. FC United, 1 point ahead of them, sitting outside the relegation places, 21 points. And then there's Bradford City, 2 points outside the relegation places now, on 22 points. Nottingham Stockton Ancients are in play. They're on 24 points after 20 games played. So Stockport County as well are on 24 points. Stockport County had the Sunday off, so the gap between Stockport County in sixth and that final relegation spot occupied by Barnsley is 4 points. We're 3 points behind Stockport County. I'm just saying that Stockport County, you're in the relegation battle. You need a good performance on Tuesday night when you travel to Barnsley.
Yes.
No pressure.
So it's a three-way battle at least, we're saying.
Four.
Three at least.
Five. Yeah, I'm saying Barnsley, FC, Bradford, Norton and Stockport County are involved.
That could be a very valuable point.
Yes.
It could be.
Because it does kind of bring Stockport County and Norton into it. However, our goal difference is way off. So that's the relegation battle. As Oldham Community's junior team here taking part in a photograph with FC United's first team. So that's good. They've had a good day, haven't they? They had a bit of a kickabout at half-time. Well, we're going to be joined... I'm just chatting away here, talking about the league table, and James Mulverhill just sneaks up on me. James, big welcome back to Women's Team Live.
Thank you.
Bit nervous. Could have took it at the end.
Oh, mate.
How was that game for you?
Do you know what? It's kind of... It's hard to put into words. Like, part of me wants the 3 points, and the other part of me is thinking... We've done a good job then. There's positives. Like, we've two back-to-back clean sheets. I can't remember. I don't think we've done that this year.
We've never had. Well, we think.
We think that is our first ever goalless draw in our history. Believe
pretty
it or
sure.
Not.
I mean, Paul's going to double-check after, but we're pretty sure.
Well, listen, for me, there's positives there in the fact that we were leaking goals. Like, I think Paul mentioned it a few weeks ago in one of the groups, is we've had issues with defensive stuff, and it's right. Yeah. It's spot on.
I think it's not... By what I said, I wasn't criticising the defence. It was a team thing.
It was a structural thing. It wasn't even exactly personnel. It was we weren't organised. And for me, we have started on the path to addressing those issues, and we wouldn't have got two clean sheets in a row for the last couple of weeks if we didn't do that. So I think there's loads of positives to come from that.
Yeah, but like you said, two clean sheets back to back. That's pretty much unheard of this season, isn't it? So
I mean, even you know, before this season, we've never been renowned for defensive shutouts.
No.
It's a case of we score six and we give two away, generally. That's the ethos of the FC women's team. So for us to have two back-to-back clean sheets, that's quite an achievement in itself.
Yeah, well done for coming here with your George Graham mentality.
I know, and
we did notice that Renault was involved as well with a little bit of coaching
pre-match. Yeah, mate, I'm open to anyone throwing their two pence in if it helps for the team move forward. That's it, isn't it?
Now, there were a couple of a lot of walking wounded going on well, and it was a gutsy performance for SC United. Just walk us through how's Wood doing, how's Ogden doing, how's Smith doing. I mean, it's
we won't know until Matt does a proper analysis on him, has a look at him and reviews him on Tuesday. But for me, there's a few knocks today. It was going to be a physical game. We knew that coming in. We knew they were going to throw the weight around. Charlie are a good physical side. They win everything in the air. It's up to us today to try and shut out and stop some of their physicality. And look, last week they went to Newcastle, top of the league,
yep.
and they beat them 2-1. Yeah, for me, for us to come there and shut up shop to them. Hopefully, wanted to try and nick it at the end, but listen, we've not had a lot of time to work together, and you're already seeing now the development in the defensive side of things just in this short space of time. I think we've had 8-9 training sessions.
Going forward, there was an issue, and I think the forward line did the right thing in the end by starting their runs inside our half, because some of the offsides were a bit random, yeah, to say the least. But do you feel we were missing an impact player? I'm thinking of Chelsea Flanagan, really.
Yeah,
that was the one thing that was missing, really.
Listen, I was offering people £200 who work at Chelsea to cover a shift this weekend. Honestly, literally, we were going to get like a sweepstake going.
Put your hand in your pocket, Neil's
it. Oh, man, honestly, I didn't care. I was like, I'll do it. But it was one of them. But the girls who stepped in today, they put a shift in, and even young Sophie. Sophie came with us at the start of last season, and I've been working, developing her, and she nearly had a massive moment.
Wow.
I brought her some.
How close was that really at the end?
Oh, mate, it would have been a massive moment for her. I'm close with her family as well, and it would have been a beautiful moment for them. But her time will come, honestly. She's the next Kirsty Chambers, I promise you that.
So with this point, we've dragged Norton and Stockport into this.
Yeah.
So Stockport County were taking on Barnes, and she's not.
Yeah.
Stockport have to win that game
they? Yeah. To be fair, I don't even know. I've tried to do the maths on it about a million times, and I don't even know who we want to win anymore. I'm just like, we need to win games. We just need to win. That's it. Let everyone else take punch holes in each other.
But we are sitting on the sidelines now for a week and a bit, because we don't play next Sunday. Yeah. It's a Wednesday night, a week Wednesday against Leeds United.
Yeah.
So we'll know a lot more, won't we, heading into that Leeds United match?
Yeah. For me, I'm. Like I said, when we had the break up to Norton, the more time we've got to train and work together now, the better for me. Like, if they said we've got 3 weeks break, I'd go, brilliant. Like, because I know that we can work and develop, and the things that we've been working on is coming to fruition on the pitch. So I think that break will do us a little bit of good, especially with the knocks that we've just took then as well. So I'm looking forward to the Leeds game. We've got kind of, they beat us 5-0 away at Leeds. We've got to right that wrong now. Definitely got to right that wrong.
Now, just before you go, James, we've not had a discussion about player of the match, have we? I mean,
no,
what are you thinking?
It's
I mean,
been so hectic.
Marsh has been pretty good, I think, at the back, as is Patient.
Yeah.
Has he got a goal there, hasn't it, I suppose?
I suppose so, yeah. I mean, back-to-back clean sheets.
I'd take a pick between the two of them. Either of them two, like, I think they're both quality today. I think the whole back line were quality today. Like,
you know what? Mavro had a good game.
Yeah. Yes.
Hickson's a good player.
Yeah, well, good player. Yeah, for me, they could have a joint defensive man of the match for the back line. And Chloe, do you know what? I'd probably even give it Chloe Ainsworth. She was quality.
Good save in the
first
half.
Yeah, she kept us in it a few times there.
Yeah.
And to be fair, we've taken her out of her comfort zone. We're making her play as a sweeper keeper now, and it's a little bit alien to her, but she's doing it. She's doing what she's been being taught by Elsie and the team, and she saved us a few times doing what she's been working on today.
Final question. Biggest crowd of the season here today.
Yeah.
Over 200 here.
Brilliant.
Which is great stuff. I don't think FCers need an invitation. Leeds United here a week Wednesday. Get down here, I'd suggest, is the message.
Every single person needs to get down to that game. I think it's the first time Leeds have been to the men's, haven't been here, have they? I think the women's side, they always bring a good crowd as well. We shouldn't be having the Leeds fans out singing us at Broadice Park. We need everyone getting down and supporting us.
Women's team interim manager James Mulverhill there, speaking to Ben and Paul after Sunday's 0-0 draw with Chorley. Let's go back to the men's team now, and on Monday afternoon, FC United took the short trip to Tameside to take on Ashton United. To set the scene now before kick-off, let's hand over to Ben and Woods over at Hurst Cross.
Hello everybody, and welcome to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCody.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And as ELO blares out for the second time in a month with Mr. Blue Sky, it's Mr. Blue Sky himself. Don't interrupt me.
Oh, sorry.
It's Jeff Lynn.
Hey.
How are you doing, Jeff? How are you?
I'm all right. Well, you just beat me because I was going to do that myself then. It's like being back at Mickleover.
Jeff Lynn obviously founded the band The Idol Race. And Yeah. So what do you think for today? Is it going to be an idol affair, or is it going to be a bit livelier, do you think?
It'll be the typical Ashton United game. We'll be up against it, probably. I watched them last Monday in the Manchester Cup. Good game. They played quite well. Hyde played well, so, you know, it was an even game, so it's difficult to say they were so much better than the others or whatever. But there's always one goal in it here, one way or another. And it usually goes that we batter them for 89 minutes and then they get a 25-yard in the top corner. Although we got our own back with the last-minute goal last time, didn't we? So it's going to be tough. And I suppose it's going to be tough also because it's a dead rubber for everybody.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing as well. If you're a player, how do you motivate yourself, really?
Just to set the scene for those people who are unaware, FC United can no longer make the playoffs. If we had won on Saturday, we still wouldn't have made the playoffs because both Warrington and Scarborough won. So it's done now. It's now a case of the squad putting in a performance to put a marker down for next season. Because Neil's already said, well, he's already said some players are coming in. He's actually nailed them down. So that's some carrot for the players, hopefully.
Yeah, and I suppose that's the thing, though, is players might be playing for, I wouldn't say playing for a place next year. He'll have an idea himself already. But I would wager that one or two might be thinking, I suppose we use Josh Askew as a good example. He's coming quite late. Maybe he wants to hang around next season. And his performances, I thought he was outstanding on Saturday before he got brought off. I thought he was brilliant. You know, I think there was three players who stood out on Saturday. He was one of them. And you like to think he maybe is looking to think, well, I can put a marker down for myself for next season because he doesn't know me as well as the other lads.
Well, one of those players, you mentioned Josh Askew there. Another player I'd like to just bring up is Michael Potts, who in recent weeks has been getting better and better.
And that
bodes very well because there was probably a question mark heading into the close season. But surely another good couple of performances from him and he's a shoo-in next year, isn't he?
I'd say he's a shoo-in anyway. I think, I'll be honest with you, I think Neil's boys, as I like to call them, your Dodd, your Linney, your Potts. Well, Linney obviously doesn't get offers elsewhere, but he's under contract now, so I suppose I would guess they're shoo-ins for next season. And it's just one or two others maybe around the squad. I think centre-half we'll be looking. And that's nothing against the regular two. Now, I think we need to improve.
He said he's got someone from Ireland coming over. Yeah. Left centre-back.
All right, OK. So, you know, forward is something we need. And we probably need a right-back. I know we talked about this a lot.
I believe that was mentioned too on post-match on Saturday.
We've done OK, but for the last, you know, it came to the two COVID seasons. We haven't actually had a right back in the squad for three seasons. So we need, you know, so that midfield, we've got plenty of players, whether or not one or two may go and we'll have to replace them. I'd like to see Smith hanging around. I think the experience there is fantastic.
You know what I'd like to see in the next couple of games? I don't know the squad just yet, but I'd like to see Griffiths and Potts play out. Because they've not played enough together since Griffiths has come back, because Potts has been injured, Griffiths has been out in and out of the team. I mean, they were the best midfield duo a couple of years ago. They just need games together, don't they?
Probably. Griffiths probably hasn't hit the heights this season.
Again, he came in late.
He came in late in the season. Of course, he's probably not hit the heights that we've seen off him in the past couple of seasons we've had him. Let's see what happens. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, it's up in the air. But
what we're teeing up here is that this game matters.
From a squad point of view, both games matter. But for anything else, maybe not as much.
Well, Woodzo, a big thank you for joining us.
And no mention of snookers now.
No, the snooker table's in the removal van. It's going somewhere for next season. But thank you, Woodzo, for joining us. Let's hear now from FC United manager. Here's Neil Reynolds.
Well, welcome, Neil, to Hurst Cross. Two league games left of the season. What's our approach today?
Approach is, as always, been to win the game. Obviously, a lucky Saturday not to win it. But like you say, if you don't take your chances and you concede the goals we concede, then, you know, we lose games of football. And that's been kind of the story of our season. No one needs to point that out. We know that. But listen, we've got to take loads from the display Saturday. You know, like Kevin Phillips said, we're the best side that he's faced all season. You know, that's what he said to me, phoned me yesterday, and was really complimentary. But we didn't get any points from it, so we've got to try and get maximum from the next two games.
And when it comes to the playing squad, you've been dropping, well, they're not even hints, really. You've been stating it in post-match interviews. You know, you're looking towards next season. So there's still places to be had in next year's squad, isn't there, for some of these players?
Yeah,
most of them.
Yeah, and they've got to prove that today. You know, likes of Galloway, Bange are going to get the chance today. But they've got to show that, you know, they're ready to step up because this club has ambition, has expectations. And, you know, we want to build a side that isn't just capable of winning football games. It's mentally strong enough to win games of football. And at times, we've been on our travels this season. We've played at home where we haven't really performed, or we've let the kind of the mental side get the better of us. So in the summer, in the shopping window, when it opens, I'll be bringing in four or five. But, you know, I'm not interested in any of my players going anywhere. I want them all to stay and fight it out with each other for next season.
I mean, we'll discuss it post-season and stuff, but this is the post-COVID season, and we're playing Ashton United today, and they're the clear example of the struggles managers have had this year in keeping a squad going and keeping a squad fit. So how much are you looking forward to close season and pre-season and you know, bouncing into next year?
I mean, firstly, you know, I thought we had unlucky with injuries, but Cleggie's been, you know, he's been riddled with it all season. And I went to watch the cup final last week and he had to take two off in the first 25 minutes. He's just been up against it, and you know, I feel sorry for him. But to be bottom of the league and come out to where they are now is a credit to him. For us, you know, it has been a difficult season. You know, people kind of highlight where we've ended up. I think the last 3 years have been really successful with, you know, second in the league, COVID and FA Cup, and then, you know, the first full season to get kind of, we've had to overcome a number of injury problems this season. And I've said it before, you know, we haven't got the resources to go and bring in the top players yet, but we're working towards that. So, you know, hopefully summer is a fruitful one. I already know the targets. I've spoke to, you know, right back, a centre half, centre mid, and centre forward, and hopefully, you know, the deal's going to be done soon after the season. But we've got two massive games. We want to finish as high as we can with as many points, and we know it'll be difficult today. Local derby. We know Cleggie will want to get one over me. I want to get one over on him. And you know, as the games go, it's a tight affair at home, 4-3, and you know, they beat us a few years ago here, so we beat them. So it's always a good game. So surface is looking all right. Yeah, look, all right. I can't complain, because we've had our problems with our pitch as well. So hopefully it's a good game of football. Fans travel the numbers and we can get the points.
Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us pre-match, and good luck today.
Brilliant. Thanks, Ben.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to FC Live. And you join us there at Hurst Cross, the home of Ashton United. And this afternoon, the home of FC United against Ashton United in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. The second last game of the season.
The last away.
That's right. anyway, we do have an Atmos mic up. It's a bit of a bodge-up effort, but I think it'll do the job this afternoon. But Statle Paul's with us. Hello, Paul, how are you? The interesting thing is, for this afternoon, is who's going to be in the NPL Premier Division with FC United and Ashton United next season. Today, Buxton have the chance to more or less seal it. Well, if results go a certain way.
They've got the goal difference advantage. Yes. So if they get a three-point gap at 5 o'clock today,
yep,
I think the title will be theirs.
Pretty much.
Barring mathematical incredibility.
Buxton are taking on Matlock this afternoon in a bit of a local derby. South Shields are hosting Whitby Town. Whitby Town are on the periphery of the playoffs. They're 5 points outside the playoffs now, with 6 points still available. So it's a must-win game for Whitby Town, really. But they're in the same boat we were in on Saturday. If Scarborough and Warrington both win, then Whitby will be joining us next season in the NPL Premier Division. Down towards the bottom end, that's quite interesting. Witton Albion, 5 points from safety. The goal difference isn't great. Basford United know that if they draw today, because of the goal difference, they will be staying up and Witton Albion will be going down.
Or if Witton lose.
Witton have to win. It's not even that. They have to win. So that's the big games this afternoon. Bamber Bridge, incidentally, they're 3 points outside the playoffs. They've got a decent goal difference compared to... it's an equal goal difference with Scarborough. Not so good against Warrington, but they're still in the playoff hunt and very much involved. So we'll keep an eye on Warrington Town against Witton Albion, Morpeth Town against Scarborough, and Lancaster City against Bamber Bridge as well. Heading into step four, we're just going to assume, just so it's easier, that every team that gets promoted out of step four will be joining us in the Premier Division. There's going to be what's known in the trade as a geographical realignment in the summer, based on who's at step three.
Jiggery pokery.
Exactly. So some of these teams might not join us. However, I'm pretty sure Mass United and Liversidge will be in the NPL Premier Division next season. Well, at least one of them will. Today in the East Division, Liversidge could seal the title if results go a certain way. Liversidge are taking on Brighouse Town. Mass United, who need a win, they'll be travelling to Stockton Town. The playoffs in that division are pretty much sorted.
And for anyone whose geography is poor, that's two more trips to Yorkshire.
Yeah. Mask, we've already been there this season, and it's like Redcar, isn't it? And it is Redcar, it's just next door. And Liversidge is just near Leeds.
Wakefield. It's West Yorkshire.
Yeah. In the West Division, we're probably going to be seeing two teams out of this league as well. Warrington Rylands, a point clear up at the top, so if results go a certain way today, they could be joining us, and we could potentially have two teams from Warrington in the league next season.
Ooh.
Thanks, Paul. Workington, Marine, Leek and Runcorn, it's all in the playoff picture as well in that division. And when it comes to the Midlands, where we might see a team join us from that division next season, Ilkeston Town can seal the deal today if they win in their match, Shropshire Dynamo. So Ilkeston could be back with us.
Yes. And commiserations to Mike Norton and Dave Birch.
Absolutely.
For New Mills failing in their playoff final at Isle of Man.
Commiserations to Mike Norton and to Dave Birch. I'm talking with the idea of bringing back the FC United Legends podcast over the summer. And there's a couple of players we're missing. Dave Birch is certainly one of them. Nicky Potts, certainly
he's
in my list.
He's hard to nail, I think, Nicky Black.
Rory Patterson as well. So we might bring that back in the summer as well. So that's something to look forward to. And speaking of stuff to look forward to, let's hand over now to our expert commentary team. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com. Oh, music's on. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And it's like 2000 all over again here at Hurst Cross. And it's now time to hand over to your expert commentary team of Stato Paul. But first, it's a big welcome back to James Quinn.
Cole Lonsdale, and it's great. Well, Sheridan makes a mess of the shot, and it breaks for Linney. He'll try and break away here. Linney, and well, Thompson just stood there and stood strong, but he's won it back as Linney, and that's for McGee. McGee now into the box, left hand side. First time cross, surely for Galloway on the side of the ball. Beans to goodness me. Galloway was a great move from FC, great break. And the ball bounced. He took it on the half volley, did Galloway, and it just hit the underside of the bar. FC had one like that the other day.
Looked like a certain goal, didn't it?
Donoghue driving towards the box. Redshaw harrying him. Now Griffiths. Griffiths now. Chips it out to the right. Waiting is Linney!
Yes!
He scores! It's been coming. And it was a lovely cross from Griffiths. And Linney hung in the air and just placed it perfectly to the keeper's right upright. Just touched the post and went in. And that's great work. Lovely cross from Griffiths. Jenkins with a rather vertical clearance. And Askew takes it nicely. Thrusts it through there. Now Linney back to Askew. Askew trying to get through. Linney with a chance for 2-0. 2-0 it is. And FC United, lovely interplay there between Askew and Linney. And Linney's on a hat-trick. And a clench of the fist there for Neil Reynolds. He's very pleased. Number 9, Regan Linney. And I think, Paul, in the second half,
Askew and Griffiths have made a massive difference.
And there's just been, it has been more intent from FC than there has from Ashton, you feel.
Yeah, I think we looked hungrier. I think Ashton were content to let the game drift.
Now Galloway on the turn now, 30 yards out. Galloway. Ennis now, well, that was intended, I think, for Donoghue to run onto, but is cut out there by Lonsdale. And out in Tarlu.
And that wasn't nice.
Donoghue needs to not get involved here.
He needs to walk away. That was a horrible challenge.
Was Jenkins the offender, the young man?
It was a shocker of a challenge.
And the bench getting slightly involved there.
Well, I think we're going to get our first card of the afternoon in the 83rd minute. It's a red card.
Long ball forward there. Askew to Bashu.
Oh.
He's gone down the penalty area. Penalty.
He's given a penalty.
He's got Linney. Surely he's got to give him this. Well, Ennis jogging forward. You've got to let Linney take it. Come on. Yes, it is given to Linney. And, well, clumsy challenge. Askew stayed down. Well, what a way. This could be the finish. We've played the 49 minutes.
Hartley's down injured as well at the moment.
So, sometime. So, here we go then. Linney then, preparing to take this. Hartley in his way. Oh, top corner, perfect penalty. And Regan Linney makes it 3-0. A hat-trick for Regan. Regan Linney.
He had a 100% record before that kick, and now he's scored 6 out of 6 from the spot.
Superb end to the season for him. And there is the final whistle. And FC have done the job here this afternoon. And Regan Linney with a hat-trick. 20 goals for the season. Is that in all competitions?
That's in all, yeah. I think it's 14 in the league.
Of course, that it's not the end of the season on Saturday. It's the last league game, home to Hyde on Saturday.
Now, there's been some full-time scores elsewhere, some big results. Firstly, Buxton have got one hand on the league title now. 1-0 win for them over Matlock at Silverlands. South Shields, well, it's Tudor Road, their game against Whitby Town. But Whitby Town have got the win. So that sees Buxton 3 points clear up at the top with one game left. Buxton have a plus 11 goal better off record. So pretty much it's nailed on now. Buxton have won the league. So unless something really miraculous happens next weekend. Warrington are 2-0 up in their game against Witton Albion. Baysford were beaten as well against Michelover, but it doesn't matter. Witton have now been officially relegated, so commiserations to Witton Albion, but Baysford United, congratulations to them. They're in 20th, but the points per game record of the NPL means that that doesn't really matter. They're not going to face relegation this season, so Baysford United staying up. When it comes to the playoff race, South Shields, well, they've been guaranteed home advantage for the playoff semi-final and the final if they make it that far. Warrington in third position, still tied with Scarborough though on 71 points now. Scarborough with a 3-0 victory at Morpeth Town. Warrington have more or less sealed a playoff spot. Scarborough still a bit nervy with the goal difference, but more or less there. Matlock have dropped down to fifth following that defeat against Buxton, so they're within range, and they're within range of Bamburgh Bridge. Bamburgh Bridge with a 1-0 win at Lancaster this afternoon, so the gap is now 2 points between Matlock and Bamburgh Bridge. It goes to the final weekend. Bamburgh Bridge will be taking on Nantwich. Warrington will be taking on Matlock Town. Whitby, they needed Warrington and Scarborough to get beat. They didn't, but Whitby did beat South Shields, which does see them guaranteed at least seventh position in the league table. FC United up to eighth now following that win today for them, and Morpeth Town's 3-0 defeat. Stafford Rangers, incidentally, were beaten by 2-1 away at Nantwich Town. Radcliffe beat Atherton Colts by 0-0, and Gainsborough Trinity drew 2-2 with Grantham Town. And that concludes your bank holiday bumper set of results. We are going to be joined by Neil Reynolds now for his post-match thoughts.
And just bear with us. Watch
your knees on air.
Okay. Watch your knees on air. Great radio, that is. Yeah. You know, there are some metal spiky things. But anyway, a game of two halves, Neil. What did you say at half-time?
I didn't say a lot, James. I mean, listen, they're depleted as a squad today, Ashton. And I think the only thing they can do is set up as defensively as they set up, 5-4-1. And if players have played in them games, it's hard to break down. And I just said, listen, we've just got to probably buy an extra pass, be a bit more patient. You know, once we get the first one, they'll have to come out, they'll have to change, and then the second and third will come. I thought the subs were magnificent off the bench. And we won the game comfortably. But my overriding message in there at the end of the game was, I had an apprehension going into today's game, because I've questioned this set of players at times when maybe it's hard to get yourself up for a game and abilities, it's easy to get yourself up for South Shields. But I thought, you know, everyone to a person today was magnificent and thoroughly deserved the win. And, you know, if we can take that performance into next season and add 4 or 5 bits to it, who knows, because there's some wonderfully talented footballers in that squad.
And let's talk about the subs, because Josh Askew, is a one, apart from you know, his interplay for the second goal, it's a wonderful bit of skill. He back-heeled it over, it's kind of testimonial-style football. But I was talking to him on Saturday night, he said how much he's loving playing at FC, but he really did have an impact, didn't he?
I haven't changed my DNA about the person or the player. It's important that anyone who comes into this dressing room is the right fit for FC United. And you can see, you know, some people may say Josh has been a bit of a journeyman at 24. He's had a lot of clubs, and I've challenged him to come and settle and play 100 games, and you can see his impact already has been great. He's going to get really fit over pre-season, and you know, the additions that we're going to bring in are people that are going to strengthen this squad. And you can see Josh Askew's definitely strengthened it. The 4 or 5 bits we'll bring in over pre-season will strengthen it, and then we'll go and have a go. But you know, when you can turn to your bench, and South Shields did it on Saturday, they turned to the bench, and I'm looking at an Ennis, I'm looking at an Askew, I'm looking at a Griffiths. You know, all of a sudden you can come on and change the game. And it was nice for them lads to get a little bit of a rest today, but they come on and show why they're good players, and they help the team secure the points.
And cross, a beautiful cross from Griffiths for Linnes, which broke the deadlock. He looked really composed today, Griffiths. Looked like the Griffiths we know can play. Maybe not under huge pressure in this particular fixture, but you know when he's got time, he you can see his class, can't you?
He's one player that the phone will ring for in summer, I've no doubt. But I've said to Luke, you know, last time you went, it was a mistake, and you came back and you enjoyed your football, and he's told me he's not going anywhere, and that's the type of response I want, because he is or could be the best midfielder in this league. He's got all the tools to take us where we want to be. But I need that element of consistency from everybody. And, you know, my target for them players is never drop below a 7 out of 10. You might not always hit a 10 out of 10, but always strive never to drop below a 7. And I think if you can take that into every single game, and we've hit 5s and 6s this season, I think if you can take that consistency into every game, then we'll be there or thereabouts next season. But this season's proved that it's a difficult league. I believe that it's not on ability. I believe it's more on mindset. And I'm not sure if lads have fully prepared themselves for travelling to places like Gainsborough, etc. this season. And that's something we've got to work on. It's not everything on the training pitch. It's sometimes getting in players' minds as well. And, you know, that's a difficult thing to do, but that's what we're going to work on.
And let us speak inevitably of Regan Linney. Up to 20 goals this season with a hat-trick today. And of all our players, you just couldn't be more pleased. He's so grown. See, he's got the number 9 shirt somehow. I don't know whether that's just coincidence or he's... He really just seems to develop, and he's got this combination of ability to score and work rate and never takes a backward step.
Everyone keeps telling me we need a 9. You know, the 9's just scored 20 goals this season, and people told me 4-2-3-1 didn't work, but the 9 scored 3 today. Listen, it is what it is, and we you can see how we rotate at the top end of the pitch. You know, Regan's on the left, he's on the right, Ashley will come in, Ennis will go, Bain started. Yeah, we know. Listen, what he does need is some really stiff competition and someone he can play off, and that's what, you know, we're targeting over pre-season. But for me, he's the best 9 in the league. He's the best player. You know, he's absolutely incredible. We're lucky to be watching him now. I don't think we'll keep all of him much longer. Someone's going to have to bid and bid big. But, you know, at FC United, you want to develop your players and you want to move them on. And, you know, Regan's doing everything he can do to put himself in the window. But make no bones about it, he absolutely loves his football club. And, you know, if he's here next season, great. If he moves on, he'll never forget his time in FC. For me, people say we need a 9, I'm saying, oh, 9's got 20 goals, so, you know, kind of argue that.
Yes, well, the goal scoring has been good for FC. It's gone round the team as well, but Regan's been the spearhead. Finally, Hyde, last game. How do you see that one?
I mean, we watched both teams in the cup final last week, and both teams are capable of putting in a good performance. No doubt Hyde will raise the game. You know, I'm sure the supporters will come in the numbers. Someone said they're coming in fancy dress and they want to make a day out of it. Hyde will probably want to spoil our party and stop us from getting 3 points, but we're going into it now on the back of some really pleasing performances. You know, no doubt the South Shields game and today. So, you know, we'll train this week, Thursday night. We'll get ready for Saturday. Then we've got, obviously, a big game against Brera as well. So, you know, we've got a good couple of weeks for the football club. We'll respect Hyde. We'll wait for them. But, you know, we want to finish on a win. And I said to the lads, we want to finish as high as we can. I think that puts us up to 8th maybe today.
Yeah.
We'll look back at the season and reflect on it and all that when the last ball's kicked and the points dropped, and probably that's going to be our Achilles heel, but we can't do anything about it. No, we've got to rectify it and go again next season.
Well, thank you very much, Neil. We look forward to Saturday. Congratulations to the team, particularly to Regan, and he enjoys the match ball if that sort of thing goes on.
Who's man of the match?
Regan Linney.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Neil, though, if you missed the penalty.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he had a target of 15 league goals, and if he would have missed that one today, he would have missed out on it. So he's broke his target. You know, 20 in all competitions. Delighted for him. And, you know, I once said to him when he was 16, 17, we'll make a centre forward of you yet. And, you know, he's 24 now, and he's beginning to grasp what it means to play as number 9.
Right, thanks, Neil.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys.
See you on Saturday.
Thanks, Neil. FC Live there from Monday. So one league game left this season for Neil Reynolds' side, and that game takes place this Saturday at Broadhurst Park as the Reds host Hyde United. Kick-off in Manchester this Saturday will be at 3 p.m. Admission will be pay on the gate, £12 for adults, £7 concessions, £3 under 18s with under 5s free with a paying adult. But remember, if you cannot make this game in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air from 2:30 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.